feels better. Which feels better, to appreciate or condemn? Which feels better, to applaud what you have done or to feel critical that you did not do enough? Think about it. Which thought feels better? Process number 14. The process of clearing clutter for clarity. When to use this process? When you are feeling stress due to your disorganization? When you feel you are spending too much time looking for items? When you find yourself avoiding your home because you feel better elsewhere? When you feel that there is not enough time to do all you need to do? Current emotional set point range. This clearing clutter for clarity process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 4, positive expectation, belief, and 17, anger. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, go back to Chapter 22 and the Emotional Guidance Scale. A cluttered environment can cause a cluttered point of attraction. If you are surrounded by unfinished work, unanswered letters, incomplete projects, unpaid bills, unattended to tasks, unsorted piles of paperwork, and stray magazines, catalogs, and all manner of miscellaneous items, they can negatively affect your life experience. Because everything carries its own vibration, and because you develop a vibrational relationship with everything in your life, your personal belongings do have an impact on the way you feel and on your point of attraction. There are two major hindrances to clearing away clutter. First, you may remember throwing something away, only discover, soon after, that you really did need it after all. So now you are reluctant to throw anything away. And second, you realize that to really do a good job of getting organized would take far more time than you have to give to the project. For every time you have ever attempted to get organized, you have become bogged down in the sorting process and have ended up leaving an even bigger mess than when you began. The clearing clutter for clarity process eliminates those hindrances because it is a sorting procedure that can be done extremely quickly without the possibility of discarding valuable things that you may need later on. To begin the process, obtain several sturdy cardboard boxes with lids. Banker's boxes work well for this. It is best if they are the same size and color. That way they will stack neatly and look attractive. We would suggest that you begin with a minimum of 20 boxes, but you may want to obtain more as you discover the productive power of this process. Also, procure a package of alphabetized index cards and a handheld voice recorder. First, assemble the boxes and put 5 or 6 of them in the middle of the room that you wish to organize. Next, number each box with its own unique number, from 1 to 20, and so on. Now, look around the room, focus upon an item, and ask yourself, is this item important to my immediate experience? If the answer is yes, leave it where it is. If the answer is no, put it in one of the boxes. Then pick up another item and continue the process as you focus upon each item in the room. A great advantage of this process is that you will not be doing a great deal of sorting right now. This really is a process whereby you simply remove the clutter from your environment. As you put the item into the box, speak into the recorder. For example, unopened package of guitar strings, box number 1, or old cell phone, box number 1. With the 5 or 6 boxes opened at the same time, you could do a general sorting. In other words, all magazines could go in the same box. Clothing items in their same box, small miscellaneous items in the same box, but do not get carried away with the sorting process. Just pick up the item, determine if it is necessary to your immediate experience, and if not, put it in a box, and speak into the recorder what the item was and which box you put it in. And at a later time, you can take an hour or so and transfer the information from the recorder onto alphabetized index cards. In other words, under A, you would write abalone shell. Under B, write bathing suit. Under C, write cell phone. Because you are not thoroughly sorting, this process will go very fast. You will find yourself feeling better as your space becomes less cluttered, and you will not experience your usual worry that you will not be able to find something because you will have made a record of exactly where everything is. Now, find a wall somewhere in your house or garage where these neat boxes can be placed, and be confident that you can retrieve anything that is important. If you do need the unopened guitar strings, your alphabetical card file will tell you which box to put them in. After a few weeks, when you realize that you have not needed anything from box number 3, for example, you could then move that box out of the house, maybe to some outside storage facility, or you may even be willing to discard its contents, leaving box number 3 available for new clutter that may arise. And as you continue the process, you will now begin to relax in the knowledge that you now have control of your environment. Sometimes people tell us that they are not bothered by clutter, so we tell them that this process is, then, unnecessary for them. However, since every piece of everything does carry a vibration, almost everyone really does feel better in an uncluttered environment. Abraham, speak to us more about clearing clutter for clarity. Physical beings have a habit of gathering stuff around them. Most of you gather this stuff because it is the way you keep score. It is the way you fill time. In other words, you live in a physical world, and physical manifestation has become important to you. But then you get buried in the details of your manifestation. Most of you spend much of your time just looking for things, and it is not only because you have too many things to sort through, but it is also because the gathering of the stuff is contrary to the freedom that is inherent with all of you. We have talked of the feeling of sadness that feels empty. People often try to fill that feeling of emptiness with stuff. They buy one more thing and bring it home, or they eat something. In other words, there are lots of creative ways in which you have tried to fill that void. And so, it has been our encouragement to some, discard everything from your experience that is not essential to your now. If you could just go through and release those things you are not wearing, release those things you are not using, release them and leave your experience in a clearer place, then the things that are more in harmony with who you are now will more easily flow into your experience. You all have a capacity for attraction. And when your process is clogged with stuff that you no longer want, the new attraction is slower, and then you end up with a feeling of frustration or overwhelmment. Imagine yourself in a clutter-free environment. Jerry and Esther have been commenting recently that as energy is moving faster, their ideas are also coming into fruition much more quickly, which means that they are buried in stuff. In other words, stuff is coming to them very fast, all kinds of stuff, and then it has to be dealt with. It has to be sorted, or filed, or read, or discarded. Something has to be done with it. Never before has it been more important to get a picture in your mind's eye of your living space. So, imagine yourself in an environment of great clarity, a space with immense order, and imagine yourself knowing where everything is. Imagine organizing it in a way that is very comfortable. In other words, just imagine. That is what you're shooting for here, the feeling of relief. Esther, every now and again, will get a mental picture of her mother. Her mother worked full-time all of Esther's childhood, and they had a very large property. Her mother did most of the mowing of the huge lawn, and in those days there were no riding mowers. At least, they had never seen one. But Esther remembers her mother mowing, and then the part that Esther remembers most is that once the lawn was all mowed and the sprinkler had been set to water it, her mother would sit on the porch and just sort of take it all in. And Esther would sit next to her mother and smell the freshly mown grass, and there was an overwhelming feeling of contentment that she was picking up on from her mother. The day the lawn was mowed was always a happy one for Esther, because there was something so satisfying that her mother felt once it was all done and she was sitting and taking it all in. Similarly, Jerry and Esther often feel this at the end of one of their workshops. It feels so good. It is like a job well done. It is as if everything is falling into alignment. So what you want to do is, in advance, find that feeling place. And if you do so, and the energy lines up, and the clarity, ideas, and help will all come into making the physical reality fall into place for you. In only an hour or two, you can box up the clutter from a room if you are taking just one thing at a time and putting it into a box. And since you have itemized where everything is because it is all on your voice recorder, Then some evening, when you are doing something that does not require too much attention, you can listen to your recording. And with a small card file, you can indicate that the bathing suit is in box number 1, so that if you ever need it, you can find the index card and it will tell you which box it is in. The power of this clearing clutter for clarity process is that you can do it very quickly. And there will be less resistance in it because everything that you want will be at your fingertips. In other words, you will have a record of where every bit of it is. What we have noticed with the majority of people who have applied this system is that once they put something in the box, it is rarely something they ever need again. So, after you realize that you have had some item boxed up for a year or two and have not needed it at all, now you may feel freer to donate it to someone or to discard it in some way. But meanwhile, your life has been free of clutter and therefore free of that resistance for the entire period of time. Process number 15. The wallet process. When to use this process? When you want to attract more money into your experience. The way you want to improve the way you currently feel about money in order to allow even more to flow into your life. When you want to get your juices flowing regarding your specific desire, when you feel that there is a shortage of money in your life. Current emotional set point range. This wallet process will be of most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 6, hopefulness, and 16, discouragement. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, go back to chapter 22 and the emotional guidance scale. Perhaps there is no more practiced vibrations in your culture than those related to the subject of money, for many see it as the means through which a good deal of their physical well-being flows. Many people, however, without realizing it, are focused upon the lack of money rather than the presence of money in their experience. So even though they often identify things that they desire, they hold themselves apart from their own desires because they are more accustomed to noticing the lack of dollars than the presence of them. Again, it comes back to the fact that every subject is really two subjects, what is wanted and the lack of it. It is natural for all manner of abundance to flow easily into your experience, and the wallet process will help you offer a vibration that is compatible with the receiving of money instead of pushing it away. Here's the process. First, obtain a $100 bill and put it in your wallet or purse. Keep it with you at all times, and whenever you hold your wallet or purse, remember that your $100 bill is there. Feel pleased that it is there, and remind yourself often of the added sense of security that it brings to you. Now, as you move through your day, take note of the many things that you could purchase with that $100. As you pass a nice restaurant, notice that if you really wanted to, you could stop in and have a delicious meal. As you see something in a department store, remind yourself that if you really wanted to, you could purchase that because you have $100 in your wallet. By holding the $100 bill and not spending it right away, you receive the vibrational advantage of it every time you think about it. In other words, if you were to remember your $100 and spend it on the first thing that you noticed, you would receive the benefit of really feeling your financial well-being only once. But if you mentally spent that $100 20 or 30 times in that day, you will have received the vibrational feeling advantage of having spent $2,000 or $3,000. Each time you acknowledge that you have the power, right there in your wallet, to purchase this or do that over and over again, you add to your sense of financial well-being. So your point of attraction begins to shift. You see, you do not actually have to be abundant in order to attract abundance. But you do have to feel abundant. A clearer way of saying it is that any feeling of lack of abundance causes a resistance that does not allow abundance. So, by mentally spending this money again and again, you practice the vibration of well-being, of security, of abundance, and of financial security, and the universe responds to that vibration you have achieved by matching it with manifested abundance. Seemingly magical things will begin to occur as soon as you achieve that wonderful feeling of financial abundance. The money you are currently earning will seem to go further. Unexpected amounts of money in various increments will begin to show up in your experience. Your employer will feel inspired to give you a raise. Some product you have purchased will offer you a rebate. People you do not even now know will begin to offer you money. You will discover that things you wanted, things that you would have been willing to spend your dollars to have, will come to you even without an expenditure of money. You will be offered opportunities to be able to earn all the abundance that you can believe is possible. In time, it will feel as if a floodgate of abundance has opened, and you will find yourself wondering where all that abundance had been hiding all along. I could have that. I could have that. I have the ability to purchase that. And because you really do have the means to do just that, because you are not pretending something that is not, there is now no hindering doubt or disbelief muddying the waters of your financial flow. This is a simple but powerful process, and it will change your financial point of attraction. As your financial situation improves, your $100 stash or savings may grow to $1,000, then to $10,000, then $100,000, and more. Although there is no limit to what the universe will yield to you, you have to feel good about money in order to allow it into your experience. You have to feel good about great abundance before you will allow the pleasure of great abundance to flow into your experience. Abraham, speak to us more about the wallet process. Remember, you are on this sort of teeter-totter of balance, so you do not have to stop all thoughts of shortage because they are going to creep in. The influence is around you. All you have to do is deliberately offer more thought to tipping the energies on the side of abundance. Offer more deliberate thought. Add more conscious use of the non-physical energy toward the prosperity you want. And so, while you are moving through your day, noticing how many things you could spend $100 on, you are deliberately utilizing the non-physical energy to enhance your feeling of prosperity. Someone once said, "Abraham, you obviously haven't been physical lately, for $100 won't go very far." And we said, "You missed the point. You spend $100 1,000 times a day, and you have spent the equivalent of $100,000. And that will bolster your feeling of prosperity, you see. It is the way you feel that is your point of attraction." Someone said to us, "Well, I haven't actually put the $100 in my wallet. I put an IOU in there, though." And we said, "Then you must not believe in your IOU, because it is not fostering the feeling of prosperity. The IOU feels to you like another debt that you are carrying around." The wallet process is another means of giving deliberate attention to what makes you feel good. Process number 16, pivoting. When to use this process? When you are aware that the statement you just made is the opposite of what you want to attract into your experience. When you want to establish an improved point of attraction. When you are feeling fairly good, but know that you could feel even better, and when you are willing to take the time to make that happen right now. Current emotional set point range. This pivoting process will be of the utmost value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 8, boredom, and 17, anger. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, turn back to chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. It is possible to be focused in vibrational opposition to what you really desire without knowing you are. It's like the opposite ends of a stick. When you pick up a stick, you pick up both ends. This pivoting process will help you be more aware of which end of your stick you are currently activating, the end that is about what you want, or the end that is about the absence of what you want. The contrast of your time-space reality is extremely useful, for contrast helps you focus your thoughts. Whenever you know what you do not want, you also know even more clearly what you do want. And whenever you know what you do want, you also know even more clearly what you do not want. And so, your exposure to contrast sharpens your focus and gives birth to new preferences and ideas. In fact, this valuable contrast assures the eternal expansion of all that is. The process of pivoting is often the first step in beginning to shift your habit of vibration, because this is a process that helps you more clearly define exactly what you desire. but because there is usually a wide variance in the vibration on one end of the stick and the vibration on the other end of the stick, you usually do not immediately shift your vibration just by making a statement of desire. For example, when you are sick, you know very clearly that you want to be well. Or when you do not have enough money, you know very clearly that you want more money. Now, by turning your attention to what you do want, and by holding your attention upon what you do want, you will begin to vibrate there. At first, your awareness of what you do not want helps you identify what you do want. In other words, as you speak the words of your desire, your vibration may not match your words. But if you will continue the process of pivoting, that is, if, whenever you feel negative emotion, which helps you know that you are focused upon something unwanted, you will stop and say, "I know what I don't want, so what is it that I do want?" Then, in time, you will change your vibration on the subject. Little by little, you will direct your vibration, and eventually the improved vibration will become your dominant thought. See the process of pivoting as a gradual shifting of your point of attraction, and enjoy the positive results that must follow. It is not possible for you to consistently give your attention to what you do want and not receive it, for the law of attraction guarantees that whatever you are predominantly focused upon will flow into your experience. Abraham, speak to us more about the pivoting process. The most important thing to remember is that you are the attractor of your experience, and that you are attracting it by virtue of the thoughts that you are offering. Thoughts are magnetic, and as you think a thought, it will attract another, and another, and another, until eventually you will have physical manifestation of the vibrational essence of whatever has been the subject of your thoughts. If you have ever experienced, and we know you have, that which you would consider to be negative emotion, you may describe it as fear, doubt, frustration, or loneliness. There are many ways that you can describe negative emotion. What you are experiencing in that negative emotion is the thinking of a thought that does not vibrate at a frequency that is in harmony with where or who your own inner being is. You see, through all your life experiences, physical and non-physical, your inner being, or the total you, has come to a place of knowing and to a place of wanting. And so, when you are in this physical body, consciously focused upon a thought that does not harmonize with that which your inner being has come to know, then the resultant feeling within you is one of negative emotion. If you were to sit on your foot and cut off the circulation of the flow of blood, or if you were to put a tourniquet around your neck and restrict the flow of oxygen, you would see immediate evidence of this restriction. And in like manner, when you think thoughts that are not in harmony with your greater knowing, the flow of life force, that energy that comes from your inner being into your physical apparatus is stifled or restricted. And the result is that you experience negative emotion. And if you would allow it to continue over a longer period of time, you would receive negative deterioration of your physical apparatus. That is why we say that all illness is a result of the allowance of negative emotion. As you are understanding that a feeling of negative energy is an indicator that you are not in harmony with your greater knowing, many of you have reached the point of saying, "I want to feel good more of the time." And we say that is a magnificent acknowledgement. Because when you are saying, "I want to feel good," what you are really saying is, "I want to be in the place of positive attraction," or "I want to be in a place where the thoughts that I'm thinking as I'm feeling good are in harmony with my greater awareness." Pivot from what is unwanted to what is wanted. Many of you would not have such a difficult time feeling good if you were in an environment where there was not so much negative influence around you. That was certainly true on the day that you emerged into this physical body. But since you live in a dimension where there is much influence of thought that is abounding, it is of value for you to have some processes to assist you in getting from that place where you do not want to be to the place where you do want to be, and the process of pivoting is just such a process. When you are feeling negative emotion, you are in a very good position to identify what you want, because never are you more clear about what you do want than when you are experiencing what you do not want. And so, if you will stop in that moment and say, "Something is important here, otherwise I would not be feeling this negative emotion. I need to focus on what I want," and then turn your attention to what it is you want, in the moment of that turning of your attention, the negative emotion and the negative attraction will stop. And in the moment the negative attraction stops, the positive attraction will begin, and your feelings will change from not feeling good to feeling good. That is the process of pivoting. You will never be in a place where there is only the pureness of positive emotion or the pureness of positive energy, because within everything you want there is an automatic and natural counterbalance that is the lack of what you want. And so, your work is to define what it is you want and then to, in a very deliberate way, hold your thoughts in the direction of your desires. And the emotional guidance that comes forth from your inner being that you feel in terms of negative or positive emotion will assist you in knowing which side of the equation you are on. Are you thinking of what you want, or the lack of it? A young father called and said, "Abraham, my son is wetting the bed, and he's too big for that. I've tried everything I know, and I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do." And we said, "When you come into the bedroom in the morning, what happens?" And he said, "I come in, and right away I know it's happened again. I can tell by the odor in the room." And we said, "And how do you feel at that point?" And he said, "I feel disappointed, and then angry, and then frustrated, because it keeps going on, and I don't know what to do about it." And we said, "Aha, you are perpetuating the bedwetting." He asked, "What should I do?" And we said, "What do you say to your little boy?" And he said, "I tell him to get out of those wet clothes and get into the bathtub. I tell him he's too big for this, and we've talked about it before." And we said, "When you enter the room and feel the negative emotion as you realize that what you do not want has occurred again, stop and ask yourself what it is you do want, and get your thoughts focused upon that before you go further into the experience of your little one, and you will then see improvement in what happens." So we asked this father what his experience had helped him recognize about what he wanted. He said, "I want my little one to wake up happy and dry and proud of himself and not embarrassed." We said, "Good. As you are thinking those sorts of thoughts, then what is oozing out of you will be in harmony with what you want, not out of harmony. And then you will be more positively, powerfully influencing your little one also. And then words will come out of you such as, 'Oh, this is a part of growing up. All of us have been through this, and you are growing up very fast. Now, get out of those wet clothes and get in the bathtub.'" This young father called very soon after that, within a few weeks, and said the bedwetting had stopped. You see, it really is so simple. When you feel bad, you are in the process of attracting something that will not please you, and it is always because you are focused upon the lack of something you want. And so the process of pivoting is the conscious decision to identify what it is you do want. We do not want to imply that the feeling of negative emotion is a bad thing, because very often, in the feeling of negative emotion, you are alerted to the fact that you are in the process of negatively attracting. And so it is like a warning bell. It is a part of your guidance system. We encourage you very strongly not to beat up on yourself when you recognize that you are feeling negative emotion. But as soon as you can, stop and say, "I'm feeling some negative emotion, which means that I'm in the process of attracting what I don't want. What is it that I do want?" A very simple process of pivoting would be to say, "I want to feel good." Anytime you are feeling bad, stop and say, "What I want is to feel good." And if you will offer that, then thoughts will begin to come to you on the positive side of the equation. And as one thought attracts another, and attracts another, you will very soon be vibrating at the frequency that is in harmony with your greater knowing, and then you will really be rolling in terms of positive creation. Thoughts connect to thoughts, which connect to thoughts. Our friend Jerry has offered us the most powerful analogy for the way your thoughts connect to one another. He described a large ship coming into dock. It was to be tied with a rope that was very large, almost 1 foot in diameter, too big and bulky to throw across the expanse of water. And so, instead, a small ball of twine was tossed across, which was spliced into a little bigger rope, which was spliced into a little bigger rope, which was spliced into a little bigger rope, until, eventually, the very large rope was easily pulled across the big expanse of water. And this is the way your thoughts dovetail into one another, with one connecting to another. On some subjects, because you have been pulling on the negative rope longer, it is very easy for you to get off on a negative tangent. It can take just a little utterance from somewhere, a memory of something, or some suggestion to take you into a negative tailspin right away, and so sometimes it is difficult for you to let go of that negative rope, for you've been holding on to it for a very long time. But if, whenever you are feeling negative emotion, you will realize that you are negatively attracting, and you will let your dominant intent be to feel good, then you can find yourself rather easily letting go of that rope. And so, both the process of pivoting and the process of the Book of Positive Aspects are offered to assist you in recognizing, in the early, subtle stages, that you are pulling on the very tips of that negative ball of twine, so that you may, right away, release it and reach for the positive twine. As we are talking about the ways thoughts connect to thoughts, connect to thoughts, connect to thoughts, we want to point out something that you may be missing. It is much easier to go from a little thought of something that makes you feel good to more that makes you feel good to more that makes you feel good than it is to be in a place where you are feeling bad and then go right to a place where you feel good. Do not try to save the world. Save yourself. Because thoughts are so attractive, meaning that they attract more unto them, once you get going on a thought that does not feel good to you, it is easier for you to stay focused in that train of thought until you have a great amount of negative energy going than it is for you to pivot away. And for that reason, we would encourage the greatest exercise in pivoting that we can offer you. In other words, rather than moving forward into your day, not having any clear ideas of what you want, and waiting until some influence touches you that you do not like, feeling the negative response, and deciding that you will pivot, it is so much more productive for you to go about your day with the decision to look for positive aspects. Do not try to save the world. Save yourself. That means that you need to focus on what makes you feel good. The process of pivoting is the tool that will bring you to what you want. It is the process whereby you consciously decide, yes, I want to look for what I want, and I will no longer look in the direction of the lack of it. Pivoting is the continual, hour after hour, segment by segment process where you choose the positive. It is the way you get to feeling good, and it is a way that you can get whatever you want. Process number 17. The focus wheel process. When to use this process? When you realize that your current vibrational point of attraction is not where you want it to be. When you are aware that you are feeling negative emotion about something that is important, and you want to find a way of feeling positive emotion instead. When something has just happened that is not to your liking, and you want to think about it while it is on your mind and change your point of attraction so that it does not happen again. When you are reaching for a feeling of relief. Current emotional set point range. This focus wheel process will be the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 8, boredom, and 17, anger. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, turn back to chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Through exposure to life experiences, people often arrive at beliefs that hold them in a vibrational pattern that disallows their receiving of something they desire. And even though these beliefs are not serving them, many people defend their continual return to those unpleasant facts, arguing, after all, they're true. We want to remind you that the only reason anything has manifested into a physical, tangible, definable truth is because someone has given enough attention to it to make that so. But just because someone else has managed to create their truth, it does not mean that it has any relationship to you or to what you will create. In your attempt to document the facts and events of your time, you often, without knowing you are doing it, hold yourself in patterns of vibration that make it certain that you will confirm the truth, or some fact that you are studying, with your own life experience. This is not because it is an undeniable truth that you are witnessing, but it is because, in your attention to it, you have achieved vibrational harmony with it, so the law of attraction brings a matching experience to you. Sometimes someone will say to us, "But Abraham, I cannot ignore this, for it's true." And we say, It is only true because someone has made it true by giving their attention to it. You see, what you are actually saying here is, because someone else has given attention to this, and therefore, by the law of attraction, invited it into their own experience, I think I'll do the same. In other words, even though I don't want it, I'm obliged to create it in my own reality because someone else did. There are many things that are true that you do desire, and there are many things that are true that you do not desire. It is our encouragement that you give your attention to the things that you do desire, and make those wonderful things the truth of your life experience. Most people, however, have not deliberately guided their thoughts to those things that feel good, and so, without knowing that they're doing it, they develop patterns of thoughts that they now continue to repeat. Of course, some of your patterns of thought are extremely beneficial to you, others are not. And so, this focus wheel process is designed to assist you in changing your vibrational patterns on those specific subjects that are not beneficial to you. It is a process whereby you can literally practice your thoughts into a better feeling, and therefore into a better point of attraction. We recommend that you spend 15 or 20 minutes with this process anytime you feel strong negative emotion about something that has happened or whenever you wish to improve your feeling of clarity. Your heightened negative emotion is always highlighting a good opportunity to shift your energy on a subject because something that you have been living has brought it to a particularly focused position. And now, as you apply the focus wheel process to it, you will be able to feel any improvement that you achieve in a more emphatic way. We recommend using this focus wheel process in any moment when you are keenly aware of something that you do not want. This is the process where you make a general statement that matches your desire. In other words, you're reaching for a match. And how do you know you have found one? Because you feel a sense of relief. In other words, the statement soothes you. The statement just feels a little better. And once you find it, if you can focus there for a little bit, even amplify it or exaggerate it or remember something related to it, that is to say, if you can manage, once you find that gentle comforting statement to stay there for at least 17 seconds so that you allow another thought to join it, it will then give impetus to your newly stated belief. An example of the focus wheel process. Here's how to begin the focus wheel process. Draw a large circle on a sheet of paper. Then draw a smaller circle about 2 inches in diameter in the center of the large circle. Sit back and look at the small circle and feel your eyes focus upon it. Now, close your eyes for a moment and turn your attention to whatever has happened that has produced the negative emotion within you. Identify exactly what it is that you do not want. At this point, say to yourself, "Well, I clearly know what I don't want. What is it that I do want?" It is helpful if you try to identify what you do not want as well as what you do want in terms of the way you want to feel about it. For example, I feel fat, and I want to feel slender. I feel poor, and I want to feel prosperous. I feel unloved, and I want to feel loved. I feel deceived, and I want to feel honored. I feel ill, and I want to feel well. I feel powerless, and I want to feel my power. Next, try to write statements around the outside edge of your large circle that match what it is you do want. When you find a statement that is a close enough match, you will know it. In other words, you will feel whether your statement does not match and throws you off the wheel into the bushes, so to speak, or whether it is a statement that is close enough to your desire that it sticks. The reason the focus wheel process is so effective is because the statements you are writing are those that you have deliberately chosen. They are general statements that you already believe that match your desire. And the reason it works is because the law of attraction is so very powerful that when you hold a thought for as little as 17 seconds, another thought like it will join it. And as those two thoughts come together, there is a combustion that occurs that makes your thoughts even more powerful. Whenever you make a general statement, you are more likely to be pure in your thought than when you make a specific statement, so the power of the focus wheel is that you are making general statements that you already believe, and as you hold each of them for 17 seconds or so, it gives you an opportunity to offer a pure vibration that is more and more specific to your desire. So, let us say that you are preparing to do this process, and you know that your intention is to eventually write, I feel good about my body, or my knee is well. But if you begin there, if the first little phrase you write is, I feel good about my body, you can tell by the way you feel that the energy is not lined up, because all it did was make you feel ornery and aggravate your awareness that you do feel fat or that your knee does hurt. So that statement was too specific. In other words, it is sort of like trying to jump on a train that's going too fast, and all you do is just bounce back off of it. Can you imagine trying to get on a merry-go-round that's going too fast? You cannot quite get on yet, but if it slows down, you can. And then it can speed up, and as it does so, this time, you can be comfortable on it. What you want to do is slow the wheel down, slow the belief down, so that you can get on. And then once you do so, you can increase the speed of the vibration. Now, just by trial and error, you can choose another statement. You might say something like, I know that my physical body responds to my thoughts. Well, that is a softer statement, and you already believe that, but that makes you a little mad at yourself. So that was not a really good starting point either. You feel around for something else, and you say something like, for the most part, my body's doing all right. Well, now you believe that. That statement feels all right. You are able to stay on the merry-go-round. As you write that around your circle and focus upon it, it feels pretty good. And then you make another statement. You might say something like, I believe that the universe matches our vibration. You absolutely believe that, so that statement sticks. Then you make a statement such as, this physical body has been very good for me. You believe that. That statement stays. You are beginning to feel a little better. You're beginning to feel a little sense of relief. You are not quite so mad at yourself. Your vibration is lifting. And so, let us continue to add power to this process of the focus wheel. As you find thoughts that feel good, continue writing them around the perimeter of your large circle. Start at what 12 o'clock would be if you were looking at a clock, and then continue around to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and so on, until you have 12 statements that feel good to you. Since your thoughts are sometimes already spinning with such momentum that even though you want to change them, you cannot find a place to jump in, this focus wheel game is about finding a thought that is close enough to where you are right now so that you do not end up thrown off into the bushes, but where you can gradually begin moving toward the way you want to feel. It is a wonderful vibrational bridging tool. For example, let us say that you feel fat. Something has happened in your experience to bring that to the forefront of your mind, and you are, in this moment, feeling strong negative emotion about it. Take your paper, draw a circle in the center of the page, and within the circle you could write the words, I want to feel slender. Now, focus upon the subject at hand and try to find thoughts that match how you want to feel, thoughts that feel good to you while you ponder them. Try to find a thought that does not throw you off into the bushes. I can be slender again. This thought is too far from what you really believe, and while you want to believe it, you do not. And you can feel that you do not, and so, because this thought does not feel good to you, this is an off-in-the-bushes statement. My sisters are slender and beautiful. This thought does not feel good either. It points out their success and makes you feel your own lack of success even more. This thought throws you off into the bushes. I'll find something that'll work for me. While this thought feels a little bit better than the previous ones, it still does not feel good. You have tried many things, but you believe that you have found nothing that works for you, so this thought just points out your past failures. This thought throws you off into the bushes. I know that there are others who have been where I am now, who have found a way that works for them. With this thought, you may feel a sensation of relief. You do feel a little bit better. Remember, you are not looking for the end-all solution here. You are only looking for a thought that feels good enough that it sticks. And this thought does not throw you off into the bushes. So, write it on your page at the 12 o'clock position, and now reach for more good-feeling thoughts. I don't have to do all of this today. That is another one that sticks. Write it at the 1 o'clock position. I'll find a diet that works. Off in the bushes. I don't feel good in my clothes. Off into the bushes. It will be fun to buy some new clothes. 2 o'clock. That one sticks. My body will feel more refreshed. 3 o'clock. Sticks. I will feel more vital. 4 o'clock. Sticks. New ideas will come to me. 5 o'clock. Oh, you're rolling now. I already know some things that will help.
6 o'clock.
Yes, feeling better. I like taking control of my own experience.
7 o'clock.
Sticks. I'm looking forward to making this change.
8 o'clock.
Sticks. I like feeling good.
That one sticks. Write it on the 9 o'clock position.
I like feeling good in my body.
10 o'clock.
Sticks. I feel good about my body.
11 o'clock.
Yes! Now after writing that on the 11 o'clock position, emphatically circle the words you originally wrote in the center of your focus wheel, and notice that you now do feel a closer vibrational alignment with that thought, when only minutes before, you were nowhere near that vibration. Abraham, speak to us more about the focus wheel process. You may have heard us say that your point of power is in the present, because even though you may be thinking about the past, or you may be thinking about the now, or you may be thinking about the future, you are doing it all right now. You are vibrating now. The pulse is now. The vibrational offering is now. So what is happening is any creative tension between the summoning of the life force and allowing of it to flow through you, the summoning and allowing, is all happening right here in the now. So, here is the word that we want you to focus upon for the next few days. Here you stand in this fresh place. We love the freshness of where you stand, and now we want to show you how to stand in this fresh place and align your fresh energy with fresh desire that will bring fresh and easy results. The focus wheel is the best tool we have found to help you bridge a belief so that it matches your desire. Now, this is what we mean by this. The formula for creating anything, even, let us say, joyful tax preparation, is identify the desire and then achieve a vibrational match with it. Another example of a focus wheel process. So just begin by trying to find a phrase that will let you on the wheel. Write phrases that are close enough to what you already believe so that you will not throw yourself off into the bushes, so to speak. In other words, if you wrote, "I'm enjoying doing my taxes," you're off in the bushes. If you write, "I just think it is a wonderful thing that the government takes my money and squanders it in useless ways," you're off into the bushes. And so the goal is to find something that matches your desire that feels better. So you could write something like, "I like to be on top of my life. It feels good to meet my commitments. I like it when I do things in a timely fashion. I love the feeling of order and organization in my experience." Now, that might have been too strong a statement. You will know. You can tell by the way it feels whether it stays or whether it does not. So through trial and error, you just keep trying. So then you say something like, "I imagine there are a whole lot of people who have felt like I'm feeling who now have this thing handled." That got you on the wheel. While the IRS taxing system isn't perfect, it's a mechanism through which our government runs. Now, did you end up in the bushes on that, or did you get on the wheel with it? Every year I'm getting better at this. I'm managing things more comfortably. I'll find ways to make it more comfortable. My taxes are a good incentive to help me sort of get organized and figure things out. The better it feels, the better it gets. Now, here is the thing we want you to hear. We have not solved anything. In other words, nothing has really changed. You still have your taxes to do, but the thing we most want you to hear is that you are standing in a different place right now than you were before. In other words, clarity will come to you more easily than before. Memory will come to you more easily than before. An idea of where you left something will come to you more easily than before. In other words, all those scattered pieces of your life that are in piles and boxes and folders and bottoms of purses, all those pieces of information that are scattered here and there are coming together in your mind. In other words, your inner mind will begin to feed you in a consistent way, in a way that did not happen before you took a little time to align your energy with your desire. Whether it is a castle or a button, if you are using it as your object of attention, it is summoning the life force, and it is the feel of the life force that life is about. The reason that you are summoning it is inconsequential. In other words, it is every bit as possible to feel as much joy in the preparation of your taxes as in the planning of an ocean cruise. Now you might not believe that, but that is because you have not allowed the energy to flow through you toward the object of attention without resistance.
You summon the energy because you want to do what you have to do, but then you divert the energy because you have all these habits or practice statements that you do not let it flow. When you have energy flowing through you and you do not let it flow, it beats up on you pretty good. And now, because the focus wheel process causes you to focus for a longer than usual period of time on a specific subject, while you are deliberately reaching your thoughts that feel good, your point of attraction does change. By applying this simple but powerful focus wheel process to a variety of subjects as they come up in your life, you can effectively improve your point of attraction regarding everything that is important to you. Process number 18. Finding the feeling place. When to use this process? When you want to improve a situation? When you want more money? When you want a better job? When you want a happier relationship? When you want a better feeling body? Current emotional set point range. This finding the feeling place process will be the most valuable to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 9, pessimism, and 17, anger. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, turn back to chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Because you are generally giving much more attention to the aspects of your life than you are living right now, whatever you are living is carrying more vibrational weight, so to speak, than what you are desiring or imagining. In other words, if you have a desire to be slender, even though you are considerably overweight at the moment, the aspects of your now experience are probably outweighing the vibrations of your visualizations. Often people will say, "I'm not happy over here. I wish I could be over there." But when asked what it is about over there that they desire, usually they just explain to you what is wrong with being over here, even though they use words such as, "I want to be over there," or "I want what is over there." Their vibration is much more about over here, where they now stand, than about where they want to be. As in our earlier gas gauge example of how unhelpful it would be for you to put a happy face sticker on your dashboard to cover the empty tank indicator, in like manner there is no value in using happy-sounding words if you do not feel happy. The law of attraction is not responding to your words, but instead is responding to the vibrations that are radiating from you. It is quite possible for you to use all the right-sounding words at the same time that you are in a state of powerful resistance to your well-being, for the words you use are not important. How you feel is what matters. The finding the feeling place process is most helpful in making sure that you are radiating a vibration that will serve you, for this is a process that will help you realize what you are actually attracting. It is one of using your imagination to pretend that your desire has already come about and that you are now living the details of that desire. As you focus upon what it feels like to be living your desire, you cannot, at the same time, be feeling the absence of your desire. So, with patience, you can tip the scale, so to speak, so that even though your desire has not yet actually manifested, you are offering a vibration as if it has, and then it must. Again, the universe does not know if you are offering your vibration because you are living what you are living, or because you are imagining that you are living it. In either case, it answers the vibration, and the manifestation must follow. For example, let us say that you go to your mailbox and you find the second notice of another unpaid bill, and as you open the envelope, you feel very uncomfortable because right now you do not know how you are going to pay it. This bill is already overdue, and there are several other overdue bills, so you feel overwhelmed and discouraged. "I want more money," you say. "I want a lot more money," you say with even more emphasis. But you are offering empty, hollow words that have no impact on your point of attraction whatsoever because your words are not your point of attraction. Your point of attraction is your practiced vibrational offering, and the way you feel is the real indicator of what your point of attraction is. Right now, you are pulsing with emotions that clearly match your state of not having enough money. Your goal in this process is to conjure images that cause you to offer a vibration that allows money. Your goal is to create images that feel good to you. Your goal is to find the feeling place of what it would be like to have enough money rather than finding the feeling place of what it's like to not have enough money. Now, you could remember a time when you had more money, or even a time when, even though you did not necessarily have more money, at least you were not feeling the stress of too many bills. And when you find that memory, try to remember as many details as possible in order to try to feel it even more. You could pretend that you have more money than you have any sensible use for. Pretend that you have so much money that you do not know where to keep it all, and imagine that you have tons of it in the pantry and under the bed. See yourself going to the bank with buckets of change that you are converting to dollar bills. See yourself taking fives, tens, and $20 bills and having them converted to $100 bills just for the sake of more efficient storage. You could pretend that you have a credit card with an unlimited balance that is easily paid, a sort of magic card that you use several times every day because it is very efficient, and then, once a month, you casually write a check that pays for all the charges you've incurred. Pretend that the ratio of your money in the bank to this month's credit card balance is so great that paying the bill is inconsequential to your experience. The more often you play this finding the feeling place process, the better you will be at playing it, and the more fun it will become. When you pretend or selectively remember, you activate new vibrations, and your point of attraction shifts. And when your point of attraction shifts, your life will improve regarding every subject for which you have found a new feeling place. Process number 19. Releasing resistance to become free of debt. When to use this process? When you want to experience the relief of being debt-free. When you want to create a larger spread between what you earn and what you spend. When you want to feel better about money. When you want to increase the flow of money through your experience. Current emotional set point range. This process to become free of debt will be of the utmost value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 10, frustration, irritation, impatience, and 22, fear, grief, depression, despair, powerlessness. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, turn back to chapter 23 and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. To begin the process of releasing resistance to become free of debt, obtain a columnar writing pad with as many columns as you have monthly expenditures. Now, beginning in the far left column, write a heading that describes your largest monthly outgo.